to you by Lady Bird.
Words with Peter and Jane. 7C, a trip to the city. Based on the original Keywords with Peter and Jane reading scheme and research by William Murray. Original edition written by William Murray. This edition written by James Clements. Illustrated by Gustavo Massali. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited 1964, 2023. Audio copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. Peter was in bed. Mum asked him to get up, but Peter really wanted more sleep.
"No more sleep, Peter,"
Mum said.
"Get up now, please."
She walked to the window.
"The sun is out again, so let's do something fun,"
she said.
"Who wants to take the train to the city?"
Now Peter jumped out of bed. Jane really wanted more sleep. Mum asked her to get up now.
"No more sleep, Jane,"
Mum said.
"We will take the train to the city soon."
Jane looked out of the window and saw her brother. Peter was looking up at his sister's window.
"Who has packed their bag for the city?"
asked Mum. As Peter and Jane packed their bags, Mum said more about their trip.
"We will go to the museum, have something to eat in the park, and walk near the river,"
Mum said.
"We will take something for us to eat and drink at the city park,"
said Dad. Their dog, Tess, walked in.
"Can Tess come to the city?"
asked Peter.
"No,"
said Dad.
"There are more cars on the city streets, so Tess can't come. She will go to Will and Amber's house."
They walked down their high street to the train station. Peter and Jane had their books to fill with pictures of the city.
"Who wants to take their drink?"
asked Mum.
"I will,"
said Peter. Soon they hopped on a train to the city. On the train, Peter worked on a picture, and Jane looked out of the window.
"How soon will we be in the city?"
asked Jane.
"Really soon,"
said Mum.
"Look, you can see the city out of the window."
Soon, the train was in the city. Peter and Jane saw other trains on other tracks.
"I know we are in the city now,"
said Jane.
Some of the roofs are so high that I can't see the tops.
At the station, they jumped off the train. They walked from the station to the river.
Look at the clock up there on the top,
said Jane.
I saw that,
said Peter.
I put it in my picture.
The bell at the top is Big Ben,
said Mum. As they walked near the river, they looked at a picture on the street.
That is a really good picture,
said Peter.
I want to make a picture as good as that one.
Mum and Dad looked at the river as the children worked on their pictures. Peter saw something near the river.
Look!
He said.
Yes, I see it,
said Jane.
It must be really fun in the pods at the top.
Can we go in a pod to the top?
Asked Peter.
Not now. We will come to the city again soon to go on it,
said Mum.
We can have something to eat in the city park soon,
said Dad.
Let's take a bus to the park now,
said Mum. Peter and Jane sat on the top deck with their Mum and Dad.
I saw the river again,
said Jane to her brother.
I saw the girl and her picture again,
Peter said to his sister. In the park, Peter and Jane played. Soon, Jane said,
It's really hot. How about we have something to eat and drink now?
The trees in this park are so tall,
said Peter to his sister.
There are more trees here than in our park at home,
said Jane.
Now we will go to the museum,
said Dad. Peter and Jane hopped on the bus again. They wanted to sit on the top deck again and see the park out of the window. There was nowhere to sit at the top, so they walked down the stairs again and saw the street. Soon, Peter and Jane saw the museum. It was really big.
Let's get the lift up to the top of the museum,
said Dad. The lift was near the museum cafe.
There is a workshop about cars and trucks at this museum,
said Mum.
The lift will take us to it.
In the workshop, they looked at pictures of trucks and diggers.
Who can tell me something about this truck? Who knows how it works?
The museum worker asked.
I know,
said Peter.
It can take you to the tops of trees and up to rooftops.
After that, Jane and Peter looked at other cars and trucks. After the workshop, Peter and Jane had something to drink and a treat in the cafe. Mum and Dad had drinks from the cafe.
How do you know about that truck, Peter?
Asked Dad as they had their drinks.
I saw something about it in a book,
said Peter.
Let's take the lift to the top of the museum again,
said Mum.
Look at that boat,
Peter said.
It's a really big one.
I can see more boats on the wall,
Jane said to her brother. The museum was going to shut soon.
Let's go to the train station now,
said Mum.
Shall we get the bus again?
Asked Jane.
No,
said Dad.
There will be more cars on the streets now, so the bus won't be quick. I know one other thing we can do. Who wants to take the boat up the river?
Asked Dad.
Yes, that will be really fun,
said Jane. As Dad paid, Peter and Jane looked at a map of the city streets and the river.
Now, who wants to get on the boat?
Asked Dad. The boat zoomed up the river past the city streets. Peter and Jane sat on the top deck. The boat rocked about a bit as they saw a really big boat near them on the river. Jane felt a bit sick. Soon, they hopped on the train home again. Peter and Jane sat near the window. They showed Mum and Dad their pictures of the city.
They are really good pictures,
said Mum.
I know you worked so hard on them,
said Dad.
I really liked our trip to the city,
said Peter as he looked out of the window.
How soon can we come again?
Asked Jane.
There are other things I want to see.
We'll come to the city again really soon,
said Dad.
We'll see all the other things.
They all walked up their high street again.
Who wants to go to bed now?
Asked Mum.
Me!
Said Peter.
And me,
said Jane. They really wanted to get into their beds. At home, Peter and Jane walked up the stairs.
You can have more sleep now,
said Mum.
I won't make you get out of bed again.